Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. Who do you choose as leader in your life? Who do you most follow? Who do you most pay attention to? I'm not speaking here politically. I'm not trying to open up a political discussion. But who do you look to most? When you're in doubt, where do you turn? Whose example do you look to? Whose wisdom do you seek? I think it's very important, brothers and sisters, even if we have access to some great leaders, some very holy people, that's not necessarily where we need to put our trust. There's a certain level of trust to people, yes. But when I ask you that question, who do you choose as leader of your life? And it may not be a choice, it's just, what do you find yourself doing? Where do you look first when you're in doubt, when you're not sure what to do? Where do you look? And what I'm saying is that Jesus, I'll use this phrase again, because Jesus has to be dead center in your life. Because it is by his power to lead you, to bring you safely home to the Father. That expression that we brought up over several years ago that kept floating around the country, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? It's a good question to ask ourselves. When I'm in a situation of difficulty, what would Jesus do? So I have to know the scriptures in order to be able to answer that question. But what I'm getting at today even more is, do you actually, when you're trying to make a decision, whatever the nature of the decision you're trying to make it, where do you look first? It ought to be first to God. Lord, here's this situation. I need to make a decision. I'm not sure what way to go. Will you lead me? Ask him. Ask the Blessed Mother to pray for you. But it's just very, very important to orient yourself so that there's an open line of communication with God, so that he can direct us and guide us. And you say, well, I'm an adult. I should be able to figure this out for myself. Our eyesight, our hearing, our range of options is very, very limited. God's are infinite. Why not turn to the source every time? Ask him and keep asking him. The answers, as I've often said to you, can come through other people. It can come through something you read, something you listen to. It can come through a friend's comments to you about something else that you went, oh, I see this, it applies. And you get some light, some insight, some wisdom. God can answer you in all kinds of ways. Sometimes we think, well, God didn't answer me, and what are we expecting, that God comes down on a cloud or something and hands us a scroll that where all the answers are? He can come to us directly, but he most commonly works through those around us who are open to the Lord. So I really want to urge you to look at this area. Who do I look to? Make sure it's the Lord first. Make sure it's the prayers of his mother. And then, humanly, is there someone I need to look to get advice? Someone who knows me. Someone who can say to me, as people have said to me who know me, there's your Achilles heel. When this happens, Achilles heel is your area of vulnerability, and it makes it hard sometimes to make the right decisions. And when people can point that out to me and I can see it, then I'm leaning more on God. Help me, show me. Brothers and sisters, God so wants to lead us. And he doesn't want to lead us by the billions. He wants to lead you, and he wants to lead me. So come to him, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. And Jesus promises, I will give you rest. Sometimes it's the assurance that we're not alone. Sometimes it's good human wisdom that comes to us. Sometimes it's an insight that we never had before. But he will help. He will help us. So let's take a look here at the first reading again from the book of Judges, this time chapter 9, verses 6 to 15. All the citizens of Shechem and all Beth Milo came together and proceeded to make Abimelech king by the terebinth at the memorial pillar in Shechem. When this was reported to him, Jotham went to the top of Mount Gerizim and, standing there, cried out to them in a loud voice, "Hear me, citizens of Shechem, that God may then hear you." Once the trees went to anoint a king over themselves, so they said to the olive tree, "Reign over us." But the olive tree answered them, "Must I give up my rich oil, whereby men and gods are honored, and go to wave over the trees?" And then the trees said to the fig tree, "Come, you reign over us." But the fig tree answered them, "Must I give up my sweetness and my good fruit and go to wave over the trees?" And then the trees said to the vine, "Come, you reign over us." But the vine answered them, "Must I give up my wine that cheers gods and men and go to wave over the trees?" And then all the trees said to the buckthorn, "Come, you reign over us." But the buckthorn replied to the trees, "If you wish to anoint me king over you in good faith, come and take refuge in my shadow. Otherwise, let fire come from the buckthorn and devour the cedars of Lebanon." You know, we say we want to be independent. We say we don't want any authority in our lives. We want to make our own decisions. And in doing so, we often actually cut off or at least greatly diminish our relationship with God. Because what happens is we try to become self-sufficient, to take care of ourselves. Brothers and sisters, the only one who really can take care of us is God himself, a shepherd. So instead of saying, "I'm going to follow this person, I'm going to follow that person, I'm going to follow this one," let's become followers of Jesus Christ and then walk alongside people who've done it longer than you have and learn from them. But it's Jesus. We deal so much in idols and people that have a short burst of being famous. And oh, we attach ourselves to them and then we discard them and go on to somebody else. Brothers and sisters, we have one Lord. We have one King. We have one Creator. We have one Savior. Choose him. Choose him and follow him. Psalm 21, "Lord, in your strength, the king is glad." Brothers and sisters, we want to rejoice in the Lord. We want to find in him our victory. We want to find in him the blessing that God wants to give us. He wants us to live with him forever. Our days on this earth are numbered, but not for eternity. So the question is, who will you follow? You can't drift. You need to answer that question. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 to 16, Jesus told his disciples this parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just.' So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3, and he did likewise. And going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' And they answered, 'Because no one has hired us.' And he said to them, 'You too go into my vineyard.' Now when it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first.' So when those who had started about 5 o'clock came," now that was a very short work day, "each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. and on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us who bore the day's burden and the heat?" And he said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." Just another expression of that worldview that we have. We find our place in the world. We see those who don't have what we have, and we see those who have more than what we have, and we're always striving to get, have more. And oftentimes, brothers and sisters, oftentimes, it's that poor person scraping together enough to put food on the table for their children, not sure where the next meal is going to come from. But they trust in God. They rely on Him. They turn to Him. They take advantage of what opportunities are given to them, and they seek His face. When that poor one stands before the kingdom of God, how is God going to judge him? And what is He going to say to the one who had everything on the face of the earth, or at least acted like he did? Who is closer to the Lord? It's the one who depended on Him day and night, who thanked Him for whatever God did give him, but depended on the Lord for his daily bread. Do you depend on the Lord? Or do you say, "Oh, yep, I got the money. Yeah, I can have whatever I want." And so you become self-reliant. It's not a good place for a Christian to be. You can become self-reliant in the sense if you've mastered something and you're very good at it and people look to you, it's fine to say, "I'm good at this. Blessed be God, I am good at this." So you take even the fruit of your labor, you take the gifts that God gave you, and you're allowing them to bear fruit. And God will give you a reward for that. But brothers and sisters, what about the poor one who's not given those gifts, intellectually or materially? What matters is the heart. Where is the heart? Is the heart attached to Christ? Is the heart attached to God? Is it seeking in whatever its circumstances are to draw nearer to God or not? And we, each of us, has to look at that kind of question ourselves. What am I depending on? What am I depending on? Am I depending on the Lord and thanking Him for whatever gifts He's given me? Because everybody's got to be at least in that position. And if I'm poor and I have very little, am I turning to Him with my whole heart and saying, "Lord, help me," trusting that God your Father hears you? Brothers and sisters, Jesus has to become the very center of our lives. May God lead you and bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.